I'm investigating Saturday night shootings.
But what's to investigate? Innocent people don't end up dead in fishing nets.
Not even in Atlantic City.
You're out, Mickey. Out of business. Chalky White's taking over.
Why?
You broke the cardinal rule, Mickey. You got caught.
Mrs. Schroeder is here.
Who's Mrs. Schroeder?
With my husband gone, all I want is to provide for my children. Will you help me, Mr. Thompson?
I'd like to help you.
Got you something.
Jimmy.
Come on, Ma.
I had the same necklace years ago.
She sold it to keep a roof over my head.
You pull a stunt like that, ass-fuck me with Honor Rothstein in the process, you owe me another $3,000.
Nucky, I spent most of the money.
$3,000. You got 48 hours.
I got what you asked for. So we're square.
There's a block of ice.
$3,000 on black.
23 red.
Is he still alive after 3 days out in the cold?
He's fat.
The fuck's that supposed to mean?
He's insulated. I don't know. How should I know? The cold and the buckshot. I'm not a doctor.
Really?
I thought we killed them all.
He thought. Fucking Aristotle. So, what are they doing to him?
What difference does it make? This guy's got a hole in his belly big as a grapefruit. He thaws out a little, he's a goner.
So now you're a doctor.
What are you mad at me for?
I'm late. Let nature take its course. Help it along if you can. You better hope he dies real soon.
Now close them doors. About time, huh?
Yeah, well, the snag isn't exactly man of war.
You didn't happen to run at Saratoga last summer, did you?
Let's go, open it up. I'm gonna do a bottle count as soon as we're done. And for every drop goes missing, I'm gonna take a drop of blood out of one of y'all asses.
Simon McGree.
I don't give a fuck they agree or not.
So what do you think, Chalky?
Could mix this up real nice. 500 bottles will get you 3,000. So how we working the split?
Assuming this batch goes well, 80-20 my favor. I supply the product, you and your people work your magic.
That's a whole lot of magic for only 20%.
The same deal I gave Mickey Cusick.
You know that motherfucker changed his name to Doyle.
I did.
40%.
What happened to 30?
I charged you 10% extra, thinking I'd take the same deal as Mickey.
Didn't realize you were so sensitive.
As a baby's ass, motherfucker.
Now let's call it 35.
We're in business. Come on now, hurry up.
What's motherfucker mean?
I suppose it's a Schwarzer word.
Yes, this one. You want two of them right now? Get that.
Why aren't you eating?
I'm not hungry.
You need your strength back.
I'm stronger than I look, Edith.
I suppose you'd have to be after what you put up with.
I'm considering taking in a boarder.
What, some burlesque performer? Come stay with me if you like.
Thank you. We couldn't.
What about your own people? Have you thought about going home?
I came to this country for a better life.
When the baby coming, Mama?
I don't know, dear. The stork must have gotten lost. Eat your egg.
I'm gonna make you a brisket. Some potatoes on the side.
That'd be lovely.
Schroeder?
Who are you?
I'm Mrs. Schroeder.
A job for you, from Mr. Thompson. My deepest condolences on account of your husband.
Belle Femme, the Ritz-Carlton.
Sounds fancy. What is it?
A shop, I suppose. It's French.
And how do you know a man like Nucky Thompson?
Through a friend. The Temperance League. I need you to look after the children.
Those French. I've read about them.
All right, you all set?
That wound needs attention.
Later. I need to question him.
This man is gravely ill. Is a massive internal infection.
I'll just be a few minutes.
What did he do, officer?
Go to sleep.
What's going on over there?
So what do you know about Saturday night's events?
Is he all right?
You don't say. How many men?
Sir? Sir, can you hear me?
He needs his rest. He has a massive infection.
And I need to speak with him.
No interviews. This witness is in my custody.
We're over the Pennsylvania border, which makes the locus federal.
Says you with all your fancy talk.
Go on now, Shu.
You're obstructing a federal investigation, Sheriff.
Yeah? So get a warrant.
Stay here and guard this witness.
Jeez.
There, hold still.
Jesus, if I knew this is the cure, I'd take my chances fighting the Huns.
You should have thought of that before intentionally exposing yourself to gonorrhea, Mr. Luciano. The good news is the zinc sulfate treatments have worked. Your symptoms have abated? Yeah.
Force should stop dripping, if that's what you mean.
And urination. Any burning, itching?
None I can't take. It's just,
What?
Sometimes I don't know. It's like when I'm doing it. Or trying to do it. With a broad.
Yes.
Starts out fine. And then it goes away.
Penis becomes flaccid.
Come again?
It doesn't stay hard.
Sometimes, yeah. Oh. What are you doing? What are you writing, a book?
Oh, Mr. Luciano, I need to document your recovery, the course of treatment.
Forget it, I'm fine. Forget I said none.
But you hear what I says or what?
Huh?
Sure, put me down for a grand. Well, it's a wonderful cause. Rightio. I'm glad I could help.
Who are you giving money to now?
Nobody. A premature baby hospital.
On the boardwalk?
Did I say I was finished?
That place gives me the willies. You were so smart not to have children. You know Flo's in town.
Who?
Ziegfeld. Eddie says he's casting for the 9 o'clock frolic.
My Eddie?
Eddie Cantor.
Oh. I thought you were done with all that.
Do you want me to be?
Whatever makes you happy, kid.
You make me happy. You know, I'd have a baby if that's what you want.
What?
It'd ruin my figure, but if that's what you want, don't you think I'd make a good mommy?
Well, sure you would. Swell. You have a very loving disposition.
So?
This is a hotel. I'm not set up here for a baby.
We could get a house in Cape May.
Now's not a good time. Let's revisit this after the election.
Okay. Oops. Mm. delicious. That looks delicious, too.
How'd you get him to sit so long?
I'm guessing he's a little bit icky.
Oh, I don't know. The photographer made him laugh. Said he's one of the best-looking children he's ever seen.
Yeah, that's how they get your money.
You don't think your son's handsome?
Sure he is. I mean, with you for a mother. It's hard to believe he was ever this little.
3 years is a long time.
You don't like the vacuum sweeper?
It just makes such a racket.
It's more efficient.
It scares Tommy.
All in the name of progress. You know they have a gun now that shoots 600 bullets in a minute?
Lovely.
Lewis gun. I used one in San Mio.
We used to talk about books.
You are too thin. When did you last bathe?
Beg your pardon?
Do you bathe? When?
Yes, yesterday.
Good. You must bathe once a week at a minimum. Your hair as well, and fingernails each day. You will not dirty our garments or cause them to stench. You've worked before in a shop?
No, ma'am. I was a servant.
The last girl, Rosalie, 4 years of experience.
What became of her?
Mr. Thompson, she had to be, how to say, jettison, to give the job for you.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
You're sorry?
What are to be my duties, Madame Junet?
You are a dresser. You will assist the customers when they try the garments on, n'est-ce pas? Occasionally, you will wear our merchandise, so the customer may visualize what it looks like, not from the mannequin. You will be prompt, and you will work late when I require. Parlez-vous français?
No, ma'am. Small phrases here and there.
Yet I speak your English.
Yes.
There you have it, no?
Daddy, look!
In every event, you are to be seen, not heard.
Yes, ma'am.
Seen. You do not speak.
Really? Yes. Well, let me try it.
Change into this immediately. Pardon.
Bonjour, monsieur. Mademoiselle.
Home with brainy men and them my wisdom I show. But when there's clever girls around, I get up and go. Those educated babies are a bore.
You said it.
I'm gonna say what I said many times before. Oh, the dumber they come, the better I like them, cause the dumb ones know how to make love. Oh, Weisenheimer has you meet her folks when you call. The brain.
Now the party can start.
Hey, the sheriff's here.
Hi, the hooch.
Beauty prizes, they look like angels sent from above. The clever girl will want to know if you...
So what happened? Is he gone?
I didn't get a chance as a fed showed up.
What fed?
What's his name? Prowey with the big head.
Van Alden?
Station this man outside the room.
So what are you doing here?
Hollering's there. Relax. They're on death watch, I'm telling you.
Knock! You're missing this!
But to the kids, right?
Jesus, Eli, this is serious.
Say, I'm not the one who got us into this mess, right? Save the insolence for Jimmy.
Have won beauty prizes. They look like angels sent from above. You start by squeezing clever girls. You're soon on the shelf. But when you're with dumb Doras, you can just be yourself. That's why the dumber they come, the better I like them. Because the dumb ones know how to make love.
This is a writ of certiorari from the federal magistrate in Philadelphia giving me custody and jurisdiction over the patient known as John Doe. Any questions?
I need to telephone somebody.
Telephone whoever you'd like. Follow me, man.
You're making a big mistake.
Come on, push him in.
A writ of certiorari? Jesus Christ,
don't God. Take the Lord's name in vain.
For Christ, we just broke about a dozen laws.
Down here, what laws? Here, gentlemen, buy yourselves a hot meal.
Hey.
Where are we even going?
New York. He's one of Rothstein's men.
Be Jimmy. I'm Mary, Robert's wife.
Jim Darmody.
He's such a little love and photogenic.
We are quite fond of him. Your wife, too.
We're not married, actually, but...
Oh, yes.
Oh, well, my apologies.
No, we're going to be. We're engaged.
Oh, well, congratulations.
I was away. In the war.
Oh, yes, France, was it? The news accounts. The battles at Ypres in particular. Some thrilling tales. Would not have minded having my mettle tested like that.
We hear Paris is lovely.
Ah, the Louvre. Didn't have a lot of time to take in the sights.
Would you give her some tea?
No, we really should be going. Come on, pal.
No. No.
Come on. Let's go. It's lunchtime.
No.
Tommy, come on. Mama's waiting.
No. Be a good boy.
Here.
We'll visit another time, okay?
I got to do it now.
My best, Angela.
Check his wrist.
It's faint.
It's 12:15. We can make Bellevue by 5.
We're gonna lose him, sir.
Don't you let him die. Get back there.
And do what?
Slap him. Wake him up.
Who shot you? We have to find a doctor.
Mind, Dr. Lissinger. You eat peanut brittle, this is what happens.
This man needs a doctor. I'm a federal agent.
I'm a dentist.
Out of the chair, kid, now. Okay. Now, you got something to, boost his system? Give him some pep?
This man is dying.
Well, you keep him alive. I need to speak with him.
Cocaine. It's an anesthetic. I only know how to put it in one place.
What's taking so long?
He It needs a larger dose.
What are you waiting for? Who shot you? What did he look like?
Gehst dein Bubby mit dein Fagel dickes Regale.
What language is that?
It's got a German. Yiddish.
What'd he say?
I can't.
Mrs. Fishbaum.
Word for word, this is a federal investigation.
He said you should fuck your grandmother. With your faggot penis.
Little faggot penis.
You want to die here or at home? Tell me who it was.
There were two young ones.
Did they talk, say anything? Fair-haired.
Mask.
And the angel said, if any man worship the beast, he shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, and he shall be tormented with fire in the presence of the Lamb.
Isn't he Jewish?
And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they shall have no rest day nor night, they who worship the beast. He's all yours.
Okay, gents.
2,000.
Hand like a foot.
That's it for me.
I'll see your two and raise you two.
What should I do here, Charlie?
Depends on what the other guy got.
Depends on what the other gentleman has.
Right.
Well, what does he have?
How should I know? No Swami?
The very reason this game is so challenging. There's a lot of money in that pot. How much do you think is in there?
$22,500.
That's right.
How much mining equipment do you have to sell to make 22 grand, Buck?
A lot. Are you gonna call or fold?
See your two. Raise your five.
Take it. I was bluffing.
I know. So was I.
God damn it!
Let's say we take a break.
Only 14 hours and you're tired already?
You wanted to see me?
Turns out my sister-in-law's nephew, for a time at least, survived the shooting in the woods.
Sorry about your loss. Obviously, if there's anything I could do.
There is, actually. You can kill someone for me to settle a debt. I have it on good authority that a James Darmody of Atlantic City was one of the two shooters.
Who's the other one?
I don't know. But I'd bet you're persuasive enough to get Darmody to tell you.
That's a good bet.
The only kind I make.
You are alone. Lonely. But there is a man. Dark.
You know me. There's always a man.
Oh, this one. He's not like the others. He's dangerous.
Do tell. I'm hearing my future.
I'm very busy, Jillian.
Give us a couple of minutes.
You could have come see me, you know.
Request an audience with the other peasants. I didn't want to run into Jimmy.
What can I do for you?
You can honor the agreement that we made.
He's fine, Jillian.
He's not fine. I'm his mother. He's a shell.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You promised you would keep him out of trouble.
He's not in trouble.
You think I'm blind? That I don't hear things? He shows up out of nowhere with some $1,000 necklace, which he then steals back from me?
It's a rough patch, okay? He just got back. We take it for granted, but I'm sure the entire war was very trying.
He should have stayed in college.
I advised him to. He wouldn't listen.
Leading a horse to water and all that.
He's a grown man who wanted to serve his country. Could I have forced him not to?
I was under the impression that you could do anything.
I'm not God, Jillian.
Now you tell me.
What the fuck is this place? Dope was waiting outside.
Because Hughes didn't give me the right address.
What's it raining out?
Raining? I almost drowned, Leo.
You almost drowned.
Cool. Thanks for bailing me out.
I gotta protect my investment, huh?
We would have met you at the jail, but we've been getting the lay of the land.
Fuck the land. The boardwalk's where the money's at. So where are you staying?
Some flop house on Baltic off the beach.
Doc says the salt there helps his respiratory.
That plus the 15 warrants waiting back in Philly.
Ain't you got a lawyer, Pius?
I'm Pius, you stupid Polak.
Name's Doyle now.
So?
Go check on the car.
I'm Ignatius.
I thought that was Lucian. No, Lucian got the birthmark. You fucking garlic eaters. What is it, like 14 years? It's 9. Not counting our sisters.
Our pop. Loves our mother very much.
So this Nucky Thompson, huh? Gave our entire operation over to the coons. You believe that?
Our operation? I loaned you that dough. With Vigorish.
He gets took for a chump and now we're partners all of a sudden?
I thought you guys were looking for an opportunity.
We're looking for our money.
How can I pay you? If they put me out of business.
Well, that's your problem, ain't it?
Thank you.
important customer. You will take these to her in the dressing room, huh? Whatever she needs.
Hello?
Finally. Are you gonna help me get out of this thing or what? You came to see Nucky.
Yes. I'm Margaret Schroeder.
Bully for you. When we're done here, drop my cloak off with your tailor. Your boss is having the lining repaired for me.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't go for cheap merchandise. I'll try the step in. The step in. That one. Jesus, sister.
I'm sorry.
Well, you do work here, don't you?
I do.
So open it up. Tie it. Well, what do you think?
It's very flattering.
You know, I heard Nucky on the phone getting you this job.
It was very kind of him.
Yeah, well, he's a soft touch for the charity cases.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yes, I'll hold. They're putting me through.
The Elephant Hotel. Dear Lenore, Douglas had another attack of dropsy, so he came down for his benefit. The ocean is lovely. And an uncle once had dropsy.
You're reading someone's private correspondence.
Go ahead, please.
Yes, Supervisor Van Alden here.
Nelson, where are you?
The post office.
A post office?
It's the only federal building in town. We lost him, sir.
Damn it. Did he talk?
That's the reason I'm calling. Sir, I have reason to believe James Darmody was involved in the Woods Massacre.
Darmody? Why do I know that name?
He's Thompson's lackey, sir. We tried to recruit him.
Right, yes.
Given as how the local sheriff is Thompson's brother,
the level of cooperation I'm likely to receive here necessitates my handling this arrest myself.
What arrest?
Darmody, sir, for murder.
Easy, laddie buck. You sit tight till I speak with Bodine in the U.S. Attorney's office.
When will that be, sir?
Get some rest. Go home and see Rose. I'll call you in a few days.
I'll be right here, sir.
Go home, Nelson. Visit your wife. That's an order. And good job.
Jimmy. Close the door. Have a seat. Your pal from the woods. He's dead.
Good. Did I keep him quiet?
He already talked. He fingered you to the feds.
That's impossible. How would he even know who I was?
The other one. Carbone.
Did he call you by name? When you were 10 years old, 11, maybe. I don't know if you'll even remember this. President Taft came to town. Some campaign speech. You were in the crowd. I suppose you were with your dad. But you turned to me and said, "Nuck, what's a fella gotta do to become president?" I said, "Well, you gotta study, learn everything you can about the world, and do a lot of hard work." And you looked up at me in disbelief and said, "Gee, is that all?" I used to think you'd own the world one day. You were like that kid in the Alger story, Raggy Dick. You did everything right. And then...
Nuck. Nuck, I'll do whatever you want.
What you'll do is leave.
Leave Atlantic City?
You're through here, kid.
Where am I supposed to go?
I hear California's nice. Maybe Chaplin needs a foil.
I got a kid to feed, Eli.
I got 8. Which is why I think before I go off half-cocked.
What? You're gonna lecture me now?
If it was up to me, he wouldn't stop with a lecture.
Take this money. Give it to your wife.
I want you to know, Nuck, I never meant to hurt you.
What are you gonna do, cry? Big war hero?
Good luck, James.
I wonder sometimes if it was me, would you be half as understanding?
I have a right to know where you're going.
I told you I can't talk about it, okay?
No, it's not okay. You're a grown man with a child.
Am I?
What?
I am fighting.
We're not fighting, sweetie.
Tommy, buddy, go play inside.
So that's it? You're just leaving?
You seem to be okay with it last time.
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about?
What?
What? Your shoulders are bare. That look on your face.
You'd like it.
I would have. Plenty of fellas at the front had pictures of their sweethearts.
How would I have known where to send it? Not a letter in almost 2 years. Jimmy, I thought you were dead.
The baby yesterday, we went down to the boardwalk. He's awfully friendly with that photographer.
He's 3 years old. He's friendly with everyone.
Did you fuck him while I was gone?
Jimmy.
Because I will go back there and I will fucking kill him.
What's wrong with you? This man, his wife, they're lovely people.
Oh.
They befriended me and your son when we had no one.
There was my mother.
You don't know what it was like being alone, not knowing whether you were dead or alive. Just as I get used to living without you, you show up out of nowhere. What did you expect?
I don't know. For things to be normal?
Things were barely normal before you left, Jimmy. We hardly even knew each other.
Well, you know me a lot better now.
Make sure them labels on straight.
That's right.
No glue running off the sides.
Bring the packet around. Let me get one of them.
The roast tastes good.
This boy's not 20 years old.
It's a tragedy, Chunky.
Is that what it is?
This goes no further than here. You understand me? You talk to these people. It's an election year, Chunky. Last thing we need is a race war. You understand me?
For the time being.
What happened is, this man was cheating with another fella's wife, and the fella shot him.
That's what it looks like to me. Fifty percent.
Broadway Limited, going to Chicago, Illinois. Broadway Limited, going to Chicago, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.